Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy.
Hey guys, welcome back to an episode of Let's Therapy. We're your hosts, Scott and Vanessa Martindale. We are excited to be with you. Before we get started, we want to make sure that we tell you this is not a substitute for counseling. If you feel that you need help in any area of your life, we highly suggest that you find a local counselor, or if it's an immediate threat, please dial 911 or 988 to find your nearest available help.
Yes.
Guys, today we're going to soften things up a little bit. We've talked about a lot of really hard topics, but we're going to talk about goals.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this goes along with a lot of people. If you're into mental, you know, studying about mental illness, or if there's something you struggle with, we're going to talk about, you know, goals, and maybe we're going to try to meet you wherever you are in your life right now.
Yeah. Well, and I would say too, I think this is a really good one for people who are listening that have kiddos, you know, in your blended family, your biological children or your stepchildren. This goals are really great for students to have.
Mm. And specifically, we're going to talk about SMART goals. So what is SMART goals? So SMART is an acronym that's specific. The goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound.
Yes.
So this is how you set and achieve a goal. A SMART goal, and if you're curious about this process, highly suggest you go research SMART goals. There's a ton of documentation and stuff written about it, but we're going to just talk about those for a few minutes.
Well, and the good thing about setting goals, you guys, is it can trigger new behaviors. It gives greater direction, increased productivity. It can also increase higher levels of motivation. And so setting goals, they're great to have, because it can take us into a direction where we're progressing. But you know, it does ride a fine line, because we don't want to, you know, get to the point where we're trying to achieve perfectionism or strive in things. But, you know, it's always good to have a goal of, you know what, like, this is where I'd like to be. And, you know, sometimes we may not hit the mark, but we're getting closer.
Yeah. And there's a lot of great results from goals.
Yes.
I mean, you know, again, you talked about a clear sense of direction, you know, and I've talked about this a lot. We are so busy that we are moving in 500 different directions, but are we moving towards achieving our goals? Do we have goals for our marriage? Do we have goals for our children? Do you have goals for your blended family? I mean, let's not forget that you have an entire blended family. Maybe you have a goal of, you know, cohesiveness or better communication. How do you do that? And again, setting those in the SMART category and helping you achieve those. They also help you measure progress towards.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have a goal, then how do you know if you're getting any better?
Yeah, well, that's
how do you
good.
Know that you are moving in the right direction? They help you stay motivated, and they also help keep you accountable.
That's good.
So one of the things, I'm just kind of sub off this for just a second, because we touched on marriage goals. And right before our podcasting time, we were talking about our vision retreat that we're going to go on.
Yeah.
And I just want to look at, you know, in the context of marriage, Vanessa and I do a vision retreat every year. And this is off a book that Jimmy Evans wrote. It's published through XO Marriage. They do a vision guide.
Yeah.
And it gives us an opportunity. We take a weekend away and we go through this kind of questionnaire, which is really about goals for our marriage and goals for ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we take that opportunity once a year to do that as a married couple. So if you've never done that, I would highly suggest doing it. It's fun. It's a lot of work, but it is fun.
Yeah.
And it helps us in our marriage kind of look at where we're going goals toward our marriage.
Yeah, no, that's so good.
Also, when you look at, you know, you mentioned your kids and setting goals for them. Again, our kids are busy. And so what are their goals? Are they moving towards maybe getting into a certain college? I'm amazed at how many kids today have no concept or thought of the future. You know, you ask them what they're going to do. They're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so is this an absence of the ability to set goals inside your house? If this is something you haven't talked about as a family? So this is an opportunity for you guys to get together as a family and go, hey, what are our family goals? And maybe you can do this all together. And again, I want to kind of go back to this, the whole SMART goal thing.
Yeah.
Is it specific? Is it measurable? Is it attainable? Is it, you know, can you do this? And is it time bound?
Yeah, well, I love this from Purdue University. They put out an article and it says, you know, why is setting goals so important? It says that it showed that writing down your goals can make you more likely to achieve them. So 76% of participants who were asked to write down their goals and share weekly progress with friends ended up achieving their goals over a 4-week period. And then only 43% of participants who did not write down their goals ended up achieving them.
So when you look at this and you're thinking about, okay, what are my goals and what am I going to achieve here? Again, all we're trying to do through this podcast is alert you to the importance of it.
Yeah.
And maybe if you've never heard of SMART goals, go and check that out and start instigating that in your family. Because one, we believe it's going to help set you on a better track. Two, we believe that it will give other people around you goals to focus on and you can move your family in a better track. And three, finally, it will help you achieve results.
Absolutely. And, you know, for the acronym SMART, you know, specific, adding specificity, I can't say that word, to your goal makes it easier to achieve. So detail what you want to accomplish. That's going to help. The more specific that you can get, you know, and the actions that you're going to take to meet that goal will better help you meet that goal. Make sure that they're measurable. It's something that can be tracked. You just kind of touched on that, Scott. If your goal is too vague, it can be difficult to access how close you are to achieving it, which is going to give you more motivation. You know, attainable. You know, a lot of students, you know, even adults, we have so much that's on our plate. Make sure your goal is something that you can realistically accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Don't set a goal that you're setting yourself up for failure, right? You want it to be something that you can set yourself up for success. And then relevant, you know, when creating a new goal, ask yourself how this accomplishment could benefit your, you know, if you're in school, your academic performance, or set you up for success, you know, in your career in the future or whatever that may be. And then time. You know, it's easier to stick with a goal when it has a specific deadline associated to it. So, you know, determine, you know, how long you want to do it and, you know, what, you know, consider setting target dates for each step. So maybe setting some small dates along the way to like the final date, which will, you know, help you not, I say deter from your goal. You know, it's helping you stay on track because you're meeting these little goals in the process of meeting the big goal.
Yeah. And the other thing I would say lastly on this is involve as many people as you can. You know, again, you know, you can talk about this with your family. If maybe you have a goal personal, go ahead and share that goal. I've always heard that a goal doesn't become a goal until you tell somebody else about it.
Yeah.
Because, again, accountability is so important there. So overall, guys, you know, this is a podcast about mental health. And part of that is we want you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. Setting goals may be something that you have been kind of deterred from in your past because maybe you have failed to achieve those. That does not mean that you cannot achieve them in the future. We want you to set SMART goals. We want you to achieve those. We want you to get other people involved. So, guys, hope this has helped. We hope you've enjoyed it. We'll see you back next week for another episode of Let's Therapy.
Be blessed in all that you do.